Welcoming to KRDO's Afternoon News Studio, Mr. Mark Pimentel, who is the General Manager for the KRDO Network, with a couple of topics on our mind that you have probably heard here on KRDO News Radio, that we are encouraging you to take a survey for us and give us your very honest feedback about what you like and what you don't like, what programs you listen to here on KRDO, and when you listen to them and how. I want to lead, though, by opening up the discussion on the topic of COVID and how that has affected so many businesses, including the media and certainly the networks of KRDO.
Well, we certainly saw a spike in viewership, listenership, and digital during the early stages of COVID. March, April, May, you know, there were huge spikes in terms of all of those things. And things have leveled off. And that would be, you know, to be expected. But this is a good chance for us to reach out and say, you know, are you consuming us differently? Are you consuming us more? Are you consuming us less? And what do you like? And what would you like to see more?
Exactly. It's that taking stock and sort of revamping where we can. And to that end, we've actually made some changes. We're going to see, we're going to introduce a new program director here on the radio side not too long from now. You want to talk about that a little bit, Mark?
Yeah, Andrew Rogers is who's currently, I think, anchoring 6 to 8 with Shannon. Will once he makes the transition completely from his current job, if you will, full time job of TV assignment editor, he's going to return to radio, which is really his roots, and he'll be the program director. And he's probably just edging his way into that job now. Certainly doesn't have the time, the bandwidth to do the job full time now. But Andrew's excited about returning to radio. We're excited for him and for the product and just to get a boost of energy into the radio building. Yeah, and I think one of the things that we have accomplished pretty well over the last couple of years is, one obviously is the introduction of the afternoon news with you. But the other thing is that TV news and radio news are now working much more closer together than they ever did, or closely together. And I think that benefits the radio listeners a lot. We're a lot more prone if we're cutting in on TV with a weather interrupt. We're cutting in on radio with a weather interrupt. So the two are much more in sync than they ever were. And I think that that's certainly a benefit to the radio listeners.
And Mark, that's been one of the outcomes of your coming on board here. You've got, two and a half years here with
KRDO. Yeah, 2.5 now, yeah.
And one of the first things you did was start the discussion about unifying the two sides. So we are, instead of representing ourselves separately all the time, we're now the KRDO Network.
Yeah, and it just makes a lot more sense. We're in the building together. Radio is really, it's news and talk, and so news comes first, if you will. Talk comes second, and so we're really living to that brand where we say the news comes first, and in fact it does. And the TV reporters in the field are now used to calling in and being on live or doing a tape report for you, whichever might be appropriate at the time. I know in the afternoon you have visits from the weather folk that are in the building. I think Bart typically comes through here around 6:30 and talks to you after he gets off the TV set. I know Rob makes a couple of visits in the afternoon, and that's typically some of the lighter side, if you will, of the day. And Rob always has a great personality, so it's always fun to hear him and Justin going back and forth. And It just made a lot more sense to me coming in from the outside that that we should be synced, if you will, the best we could, realizing that our audiences are slightly different and the way they consume us is slightly different. And that gets back again to the survey, is how do you consume us? Are you listening on the stream? Are you listening at your desktop at work? Are you just catching us coming in, you know, to and from work? In your car, how is it that you consume us? And then what do you like? I mean, we have some products on the air, for example, that are not ours. Dave Ramsey, obviously, in the afternoons. Tom Martino in the mornings. Sean Hannity at night. Do you like them? Do you want more of them? Do you want less of them? Do you want us to get rid of them completely? But that's the opportunity for the survey, is tell us what you like.
The picture is not complete without our listeners' input.
Yeah, I've seen some of the early stuff on the survey, but obviously we'd like to get many more people to participate. It won't take you long. It's a very short survey. I think it may be 5 or 6 questions tops. Something you can do in about 3 minutes. So give us 3 minutes and tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Be honest about it. And we look forward to seeing that.
And the way to take that survey is to go over to KRDO.com, click on the word radio, and there you will see a big button that says listener feedback. You can also pop over to our Facebook page, KRDO News Radio, and click on our header image. And there is a link to the survey. So we want to make it very easy for you. So we look forward to gathering that input, making those changes according to what all of our listeners tell us that they'd like us to do. Mark Pimentel, General Manager of the KRDO Network, thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
My pleasure. Thanks.